Amelia Crespo is joining us because I don't know if you're listening to John Williams' show the other day. He was talking about the person that moved into a house is identified as a squatter, and the neighbors want that person out, and the landlord wants that person out. And the person who's residing there, who's identified as a squatter, said, I signed a lease. I gave him $8,000 in cash. You know, I'm not leaving. And then it takes a landlord anywhere from a year or 2 years to get that person out of the house, because they certainly didn't get the $8,000. So Amelia Crespo owns RCI Realty. And this is a new form of fraud, and it's starting to really take hold in the city of Chicago, isn't it, Amelia?
Hi. Thanks for having me. Yes, it is. It's becoming rental scams have always existed, just become more present through the social media platform, just because it's easier to scam through social media due to the high demand in the rental market. The renters are eager. Right now, it's a high demand market right now. So they just want to send in cash just to take off the property off the market.
So they see a listing online, right? And you're like, wow, that's a great price. It's got two bedrooms. It's got two baths. This is fantastic. It's the neighborhood I want to be in. And you start to fill out that paperwork or submit that application online. But then you're really giving money to somebody that doesn't even own the property, right?
Yeah, that's correct. If it's too good to be true, it most likely is. A lot of these scammers, too, they are... office after office hours is the peak for scammers to post apartment rentals because they know that the offices are closed. So the renters can't call the office to verify if this is an accurate listing or not. So they make it so enticing. Like if you don't, just send me something now, I'll take it off the market. And that's what people are doing, unfortunately.
So some people just send the money and they never get into the apartment. And then there's another set of people who send the money. These scammers change the locks. That person moves in not knowing that they're not legal. They can't be there. The person that owns it didn't actually lease it to them. Have you encountered that situation as well?
Yes. And you did mention it takes a long time and it also takes a lot of money to get them out as well. You're looking anywhere between $6,000 to $10,000 to start an eviction process.
Oh my gosh.
It's very stressful for a landlord to go through, and it's all because of scammers posting these rentals on social media platforms.
And so you own a realty company, so do you also own rental property? Because most realtors do, because, it's another way to make some money.
Yeah, we do sales and we do rentals as well. And the rentals is the most way to actually get squatters in there. Vacant vacant properties is where squatters go into mostly. And then the rentals are the ones that the leases really don't exist. So people are sending money to hold apartments and these apartments don't even exist.
Okay, so let's start with the vacant properties. The only way to protect yourself is probably a camera, right? So you get an alert on your phone if somebody's changing the locks or trying to enter your property?
Yes, a camera would definitely, a security alarm system on your phone definitely is one big way to prevent that from happening, for sure.
Okay, if you're not a landlord and you're just a person who wants to find a great deal and rent an apartment or a condo in the city, what should you watch for so you don't get scammed?
Some big red flags are if the listing is too good to be true. Like I said, it probably is. If you're looking for, I'm just going to throw an example, a 3-bedroom in Logan Square, you reach out to your realtor, they say this is impossible. You're determined to find this, you go online, you find that, it's probably not going to be real. So don't send any money to hold any apartment. Don't send any money if you haven't saw an apartment in person. That's huge. And then always look up the brokerage. Don't just use the number that they provide. Like, for instance, if it's RCI Realty, they might use my brokerage, which they have. They have a fake number. Google the brokerage, get the correct office number, and verify that the agent and that listing does actually exist.
And as with every scam online, it's emotional. So they're going to come back and they're going to say, hey, this is going to disappear tomorrow if you don't send this money. If you don't put down a deposit, it's gone. And that's what you need to watch out for.
Yes. Yeah. If they're rushing you to do it now, say no.
Okay.
That's the biggest. Just remember that no one should be rushing you to send in the deposit. All business should be done during office hours, 9 to 5. And you should be able to have time to verify if this person is a licensed realtor or not.
Well, thank you for sharing those tips. I think some people will take them to heart because a lot of people are getting scammed. And of course, everybody's looking for rental property these days. Thank you, Amelia.
Thank you so much for having me. Bye-bye.
Amelia Crespo, she is the owner of RCI Realty. We got a check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld. It's a gorgeous day.